Hello, everyone in the multiverse and beyond. This is your friend forever, Evan LeFevre, with an important video. Today, we're going to be discussing the truth about the fact that Thanksgiving is evil. The American holiday of Thanksgiving is an evil holiday. As a matter of fact, it may be the most evil holiday of all. All right. So, to start this out, I have to preface this by saying this entire story about pilgrims landing with the Mayflower and all these boats, and they come over and had dinner, a big feast with the native people, and it was this big peaceful embracing of two different cultures. Oh, this great story of Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? It is all an evil lie. All of that is bull. It's all baloney. Nobody, none of them people are real. There were no pilgrims like that. There was no big feast with the native people. It's all a fictional fairy tale that got put into our history books as propaganda to condition you to be okay with the evil that was the original Thanksgiving. All right? And so where did this all start? How did this all start? What is the truth about Thanksgiving? Well, in 1614, evil English people showed up on this country, or on this land, and they enslaved the native people, okay? They tricked the native people into becoming enslaved, and then they infected the rest of the native people with smallpox. The women and the children, they took the healthy, strong ones and enslaved them. And then they gave smallpox to the rest. And then they left with a slave ship filled with Native American people. Okay? And they went back and they told everybody about this land with these native people that are so easy to enslave. Because the Native American people were not savages like people have been led to believe, okay? The savages were the white people that were here invading this land illegally and murdering the Native American people. The Native people of this land were peaceful. They didn't know evil. All they knew was how to live in harmony with their environment and nothing evil. They'd never seen human evil like they seen when the white man came, all right? And so what happens after they bring all these native slaves back? Well, all these British evil assholes start coming to America in boatloads to take over land from the native people and enslave the native people. They would enslave the young, strong people, and they would murder the rest, all right? They would just straight up murder them, okay? So, and then send back slave ships filled with native people while they took land over and claimed land for their own from the native people that they slaughtered in these massacres, okay? So how does this all link to Thanksgiving? Well, in 1637, there were 700 Native American men, women, and children who were celebrating the Green Corn Festival, which is the festival, which is the same day as our Thanksgiving is on. All right, and these British dudes, they called out for the men and women to come out of their teepees, because they were all sleeping. It was the night before the festival. And they were all sleeping, and they would get the men to come out, and they would club them on the head until they died, or they'd kill them. They'd kill all the men, and then the women and children were staying. They never came out, so they burnt them alive. They started the teepees on fire and burnt the women and children alive. Okay? and it was a huge massacre of over 700 people, innocent people. And then they took the land, and then the next day, they had a giant feast that they called Thanksgiving, okay, to celebrate the massacre that they succeeded with the night before. So that was the original Thanksgiving. The original Thanksgiving is the massacre of over 700 Native American people. And then it didn't stop there. They kept massacring more and more Native people and taking over the land. And once every time they'd have a successful massacre, they would have what they would call another Thanksgiving feast. That's where the name Thanksgiving directly comes from. Okay? So, and at these Thanksgiving feasts, they would even cut off, they would sever the heads of the Native American people, and the kids would kick the heads, the severed heads down the street like soccer balls. Okay? That's how evil these people were. All right? That is how inhumane and evil and horrible and disgusting these British people were that came to our country. They didn't come as peaceful pilgrims. They came as slave masters and massacres. All right? They committed genocide against the Native people. All right? And so they kept having these massacres, and each time they would have a Thanksgiving feast. And then George Washington was like, hey, man, maybe we ought to tone down these, having a Thanksgiving feast, and narrow it down to just one Thanksgiving. But it wasn't until Abraham Lincoln came around that he made Thanksgiving the official holiday that it is today. Okay? And it just so happens he sent a bunch of people to kill a bunch of Native people in Minnesota the same day he made Thanksgiving. Okay? He ordered a massacre of Native American people. It's horrible. All right? So that is the true history of Thanksgiving. All right? It's all an evil, evil holiday where evil people celebrated the evil massacre of hundreds and thousands and millions of innocent Native people on this land that we currently call the United States of America. Okay? So it is evil. It is an evil holiday. All right? And they've trained you into thinking it's some beautiful, nice holiday to be about peace and thankfulness. Oh, what are you thankful for? All right? They want us to be thankful for the fact that they murdered and massacred millions of innocent Native American people on this land. Okay? Sure, we wouldn't exist today if all this evil stuff hadn't happened in the past. But that doesn't mean we celebrate that evil. That doesn't mean we say we're thankful that that evil happened. No. Okay? It's inexcusable what happened in the original Thanksgiving and to the Native American people of this land. It is evil what happened. Okay? And we cannot forget. All right? Over 100 million innocent Native American people were murdered in the genocide that took place on this land at the hands of white people. Okay? These British people. And it was systematic, all right? They actually made it so you could sell scalps and bodies of dead Native American people and get money, trade them in for money. So the more Natives you killed, the more heads you could come up with, the more money you get, all right? That's how inhumane it is, all right? But our government wants you to think that Hitler was the most evil thing ever in the universe. That Hitler and what he did in Germany was the most evil thing ever. When in reality, it is the Americans, the people who founded America, the British people. It's them who are more evil than Hitler could ever imagine being. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. These British people killed over 100 million innocent Native people. Okay, so to put that into perspective, all right, slaughtered them systematically. All right? They put a bounty out on the head of any dead Native American person. Okay, so they made it legal to hunt Native American people. That's how sick and evil and twisted the history of this country is. And guess what? The same evil people that were in control of this country then, that did all of these massacres and all of this evil, they are the same people that are in control of this country now. All right? It's all British controlled. All right? This is a puppet country. All right? It's an extension of British rule. All the presidents in the history of the United States of America have all been direct bloodline descendants of John Lackland, the former King of England. All right, they are all cousins to one another, and they are all directly bloodline related to each other. So every president of the United States in our history, from George Washington to Obama, they are all members of the same royal bloodline from England. All right, it's this British bloodline that is taken over this land, and they are still in control of it. And they are the ones that are worse than Hitler. Okay? They're worse than Hitler. That's why they're using our tax dollars to murder innocent people in all these other different countries. Okay? Because they don't care about killing people. They don't care about killing Americans. They don't care about killing anybody else. They don't care. They will kill, 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 and they don't care because they are evil people. And Thanksgiving is an evil holiday. So I refuse. I, for one, refuse to celebrate Thanksgiving. It is evil. It is despicable. And I will never celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay? But you make up your own mind what you want to do moving forward. What do you want to teach your kids? The truth about what happened on Thanksgiving? Or do you want to lie to them and tell them it's this beautiful, peaceful story about pilgrims and Indians coming together to feast on turkey and stuffing? All right? Do you want to lie to them, or do you want to tell them the truth and stop celebrating this evil holiday? All right? So thank you so much for watching this video. I am your friend forever, Evan LeFevre. Check out some of my other videos and subscribe if you're new. And I'm sure you will enjoy what you find. So thank you so much for watching this video. I'm your friend forever, Evan LeFevre. And I will see you next video. Until then, bye-bye.